Call to Worship Scriptures. Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 through 7. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as the Lord, continue to live your life in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness.
你们既然已接受了主基督耶稣，就当跟他而行，在他里面生根建造，信心坚固，正如你们所领受的教训，感谢的心也跟增长了。
弟兄姐妹朋友们，下午好。
下午好。
让我们起立，我们来敬拜我们的神。 Let's rise, worship all of God. Heavenly Father, brothers and sisters come to you and your house to worship you. Let all the glory belong to you. Let our worship reach you and please you. 亲爱的天父，祝你弟兄姐妹来到你的殿中来敬拜你，歌颂你，愿一切的荣耀都归于你。愿我们的歌声能达到你的宝座前，承蒙你的悦纳，奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。大家请坐，一起来。
感谢神常与我同
Today we're reading scriptures from two books. The first is from Romans chapter 6, verses 1 to 4. 今天我们要读两段经文，第一段呢是罗马书第六章1到4节。罗马书第一章第六章1到4节起。这样怎么说呢？我们可以仍在罪中叫恩典显多吗？断乎不可。我们在罪上死了的人，岂可仍在罪中活着呢？岂不知我们受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼和他一同埋葬，是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。下一段我们是希伯来书第十二章二十八到二十九节。 The next is the Hebrews chapter 12 verses 28 through 29。 希伯来书十二章起。所以我们既得了不能震动的果，就当感恩，照神所喜悦的用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神，因为我们的神乃是烈火。下面请诗班为我们献诗。
谢谢诗班的献诗。
Thank you, choir members, for singing the praises to Lord.
尤其是在感恩季节的时候，真的是我们把一切的感谢都归给在座宝座上的羔羊。
Especially during this Thanksgiving season, that we praise the Lord and then give thanks and honor to the God in heaven.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
爱我们的父，我们的神，
Father, we thank you, God.
我们今天满心欢喜来一起敬拜。
We gather with fullness of our thanksgiving.
让我们今天去敬拜，蒙你自己的悦纳。
May our worship please you.
从岁首到年终，主你自己的看顾保守。
From the beginning of the season till the end of the year, and you watch over us and protect us.
我们献上我们的感谢。
We give our thanks to you.
虽然我们在人生在生活中有一些难处，
Even though in our lifetime that we have troubles or tribulations,
但是主你应允我们在你里面有平安，
And yet you promised us that you'll give us peace in you.
因为你说世上有苦难，在我里面有平安，我已经胜了这世界。
Because you've promised and you've told us thatIn this world, you will have tribulation, and yet in me, you will have peace, because I have overcome the world.
让我们紧紧抓住主你自己的应许，因为平安是你赐给我们的。
Because you gave us peace, so let us hold on to your promise.
尤其保罗也在帖撒罗尼迦里面这样说。
Especially Paul told us in the first book of Thessalonians.
凡事谢恩，因为这是神在耶稣基督里面向我们所定的旨意。
Give thanks in all circumstances, because this is the will of God for you.
主，我们在这里，我们献上我们的感谢，尤其是在我们教会一切的事工弟兄姐妹的摆上，我们献上感谢。
We give our thanks to you, especially with all the members of the church, but together in serving you, and we give you thanks.
尤其我们教会愿意在改到早晨的崇拜，在蜜糖的事工上，也求主一步步的带领。
May you lead us step by step in searching the right church facility for us, so that we could have morning worship.
让我们今天祷告，蒙主你自己的垂听。
May you listen and promise and keep us when you pray to you.
尤其今天有两位青少年，他们要受洗见证归入主的名下。
Especially there are two youth, they're going to be baptized and then they're going to give testimony and be included in your house of the kingdom.
让主得到最高的荣耀。
May God receive the most utmost glory.
让主的喜乐平安充满在座的每一位。
May your peace and joy fill each and every one of us here.
我们献上祈求是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 因为我们刚所读的经文，也就是今天我们所要传讲短讲的信息。
The scriptures we just read in the beginning is exactly the message that I'm going to be sharing with you.
当我在准备的时候，我就想，有时候我们相信，我们需要正确了解圣经，跟我像我们所说的。什么是相信？
When I prepared this message, and I was thinking that whenever we mention that we believe, but we need to define and make sure that we do understand what we are believing in.
当我们讲到相信的时候，圣经讲到相信的时候，第一步，我们需要了解，我们需要知道。
According to the Bible, when we mention that we believe, we need to know. First thing is to understand, to know what we believe in.
因为我们要借助福音与神建立关系，得到神的生命。
We need to through the gospel to establish the relationship with our Heavenly Father so that we could get our salvation.
所以当我们讲到知道的时候，我们必须知道我们是罪人。
So the first thing is, when we mention that we know or we understand, we have to realize that we are sinners.
我们原本是违背神的命令的。
We are the one who rebel against God's commandment.
但神为我们的罪死，为我们复活，赐给我们新生命。
And yet God died for us and then gave us eternal life.
在最终我们不能自救。
We cannot save ourselves in sin.
所以这个第一步，我们知道，我们不是盲目的知道，我们根据圣经向我们启示，我们需要第一步要知道。
According to the revelation from the Bible that we know what we believe in.
当我们知道，不见得我们同意。
Even though we understand or we do know, and yet sometimes we do not agree.
多少时候我们读圣经的时候，我们知道圣经是这样说。
A lot of times when we study the Bible, we know what the Bible says, and yet.
但是我们还没有信之前，我们心里说，是真的吗？
Before we become a believer, usually in our heart we will have question marks saying, is that true?
这是真实吗？
Is it really the way it's supposed to be?
所以第二点是，当我们知道之后，我们需要同意圣经所讲的，也是我们所同意与主圣经所讲的一起，我们想来知道相信。
So the second step of believing is agree. You have to agree to the way the Bible.Tells us, and then also what the Lord Jesus commanded us.
圣经所讲的罪，圣经所讲的救恩，他赐给我们的永生，我们同意。
We agree to the definition of what the Bible says as sinner or sin, and then the forgiveness or the salvation. We all have to agree with it.
第三点。
Number three.
虽然有一有二。还不够。
Even though we have number one, understanding number two, agreeing, and yet we need to have number three.
第三就是我们要信靠。
Number three is trusting.
多少时候我们知道，我们也同意。
A lot of times we do understand, we do agree, and yet.
这信靠就是一个信心的一步。
And yet trusting is the first step.Believe.
因为第一点到第二点，第二点到第三点，都是圣灵在我们心中的带领和工作。
Because all these three steps is the work of the Holy Spirit in our hearts, leading us from one number two to number three.
所以信靠是信靠什么？信靠他是我的主，他拯救我，我一生跟随他，我一生来认识他。
What do we trust in?We trust into the Lord as our Savior, and then throughout the whole life, we have to trust in Him, whatever He leads us to.
所以我们一生认识他，一生跟随他，这是叫信靠。
So if we dedicate our whole life in trusting the Lord, and then this is what our definition is supposed to be.
那我们今天因为是有洗礼，有感恩。
Because today is the two events happening. We have two youth getting baptized, and then also this is a celebration of Thanksgiving.
所以我就要讲什么是洗礼。
That's why I need to mention what is the definition of baptism.
也是各位问自己什么是洗礼。
And also, please ask yourself, what is the baptism?
我简单给几点。第一点
，Let me simplify by giving you a couple of points. Number one，
第一点，洗礼是主颁布的命令。
Number one， this is the commandment that the Lord gave to us.
所以洗礼是神的一个命令。
Baptism is one of the commandments that God gave it to us.
因为在教会里面有两个礼仪。
Because there are two ceremonies or two ordinances in church.
在两个礼仪里面都在圣经里面，新约圣经里面向我们说的。
Both ordinances were explained to us in the New Testament.
所以是主耶稣的命令。
Which were the commandment from the Lord Jesus?
所以我们看马太福音第28章最后两节。
If we look, turn to the book of Matthew and chapter 28, which is the last two verses of the book of Matthew.
在18节的时候这样说。
From verse 18 on, it says.
因为主耶稣对门徒说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
Jesus told the disciples saying that all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
世上有哪一个人可以敢这样说？天上地下所有的权柄赐给我了。
Who on earth can tell you this statement that authority in heaven and on earth were given to me? Who can boast that?
不过是地上某地区的君王，不是统治者。
Maybe one of the rulers or kings in certain small areas who could make this false statement.
这里讲天上地下所有的权柄。
It stated here in the book of Matthew saying that all authorities in heaven and on earth.
所以第一个是耶稣向门徒所给的大使命，要出去传扬。
So the first one, the first commandment that Jesus told the disciples is that go into the world to spread the gospel.
那第二
Number two,
洗礼是什么？
What is baptism?
洗礼就是委身。
Baptism is the commitment.
承认你的罪并接受，愿意跟随主。
You have to confess your sin and then are willing to follow Jesus.
当我们相信接受主之后，
When we believe in Jesus and accept him as our Savior,
不但我们知道这是神的命令，
Not only that we understand this is a commandment from our Lord Jesus,
更是这个是对主的委身。
On top of that, this is a commitment that you commit yourself to Jesus.
借助洗礼来表明。
Through the ceremony of baptism to manifest your willingness, your commitment.
因为这洗礼与主同死、同埋葬、同复活，借助敬礼这个图画来表明我们今后是与主同死、同埋葬、同复活。
Through the picture, imagine yourself in the picture that you commit yourself to the Lord Jesus by baptism, and yet you are willing to get baptized and buried and rise again as Jesus did for us.
所以我们相信是首要的，是先洗礼是相信之后的一个见证。
Before you get baptized, you need to believe in first and then give the testimony of baptism.
所以不是洗礼在先，相信在后。
And then it's not the way around saying that you get baptized first and then you believe.
你也不能说我已经洗礼了，可是相信了没有，不敢确定。
You cannot say that you've been baptized and yet you are not sure whether you believe or not.
这不是圣经所讲的。
This is what the, which is not what the Bible tells us.
所以第二是讲到洗礼是一个委身。
So number two, the baptism is you are committed, your commitment.
第三点。
Number three.
洗礼是对主爱的回应。
Baptism is an obedient act in response to His love.
对主爱回应的顺服和行动。
Also, this is the obedient and response to God's love.
因为我们有一节经文。
There's a scripture.
是在加拉太书。第二章二十节。
From the book of Galatians, chapter 2, verse 20, it says.
二章二十节这里说，我已与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的，再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。 并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
Paul wrote in the Galatians chapter 2 verse 20, it says, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
所以洗礼不是一个终结，洗礼乃是属灵生命的一个跟随主的开始。
So baptism is not really the end, instead, it's the beginning of the whole journey of life, of faith.
你可能是五年前受洗。
Maybe you've been baptized maybe 5 years ago.
十年。
Or 10 years ago.
20 years.
Even 20 years.
30 years.
More so, 30 years ago you've been baptized.
或是30年以上。
Even more than 30 years ago you've been baptized.
你是否
And yet,
有跟随主学习他，更加的认识他。
Have you followed Jesus' footstep to learn more about him and then obey his commandment?
所以今天我愿意用一个英文一个比较好记的方式。
So today I would like to share with you a very simple way to remember or memorize what is the baptism.
用简单这个，我们常看 Nike 会有这样的一个口号。
A lot of times the commercial of Nike is they'll say, "Do it," right?
啊，是 Nike 有这样的一个slogan.
Nike has a slogan. 有一个广告语。
标语，
标语，slogan。
我这样说，各位就会印象深刻。
Now you remember very clearly what we said.
假如我不这样，我没有故意那样弄的话
，I don't make it this way, and then you just
很快
，you slip by your mind very easily.
所以这个 do it 是什么意思
？What does do it mean in acronym？
第一个 D。
D stands for.
这讲到立定志向。
Stands for determination.
第一个是立定志向。
D stands for determination.
今天我们有两位青少年。
Today we have two youth.
他们在年轻的时候就已经立定志向跟随主。
When they're in their youth, they've determined to follow Jesus.
第二。
Number two.
O 是代表顺服遵行。
O means obedience.
我们可以立定志向，可是圣经说你，圣经说，神说他的。
Of course, we can make a lot of determination or decided to do something, and yet.
我行我的。
But I could do it my way.
我刚一讲受洗是几个重点。主耶稣的命令。
Of course, I've just mentioned not too long ago that is, baptism is one of the commandments that Jesus gave us.
是我们的委身。
And also our commitment.
也是我们对神爱回应的一个行动。
Also the response that we respond to the Christ for our commitment and obedience.
所以顺服遵行。
So determination and obedience.
第三。
Number three,
是相信认同
identify identification.
所以这相信认同也借助水里，我们与他同死、同埋葬、同复活，有一个新生命的样式。
If we get baptized, that means we identify with Christ who died for us, and yet he was raised from the dead.
赐给我们新生命。
He gave us a new life.
最后一个。
Number four.
就是见证宣告。
T stands for testimony.
见证什么呢
?What do you testify for?
见证你如何得救恩。
You give testimony of how you've been saved.
见证你得到救恩之后生命的改变。
And also the testimony that after you've been saved, your life has been changed.
见证以前你的三观跟信主之后有所不同。
Also, the testimony about what you believe in, and three, especially main ideas in from China, people do understand, three ways of thinking about life.
谁在这里的见证宣告是把荣耀归给主。
When we give testimony, we give God the glory.
因为他赐给我们新生命。
Because He gave us new life.
见证宣告是让众弟兄姐妹知道。
Also, giving testimony is a proclamation that all the brothers, sisters, and friends sitting here know.
见证宣告也是向黑暗的权势宣告今天是神的儿女。
Also, it is a proclamation, also a testimony to the dark, the darkness, dark domain that we are newborn through the testimony.
因为我们这样的宣告是从黑暗进入光明。
When we proclaim that we want to get baptized, give testimony, that means we want to go from the dark domain into the likeness of God.
所以今天我们的两位青少年
So for those two youth, they're going to get baptized today.
今天你们的见证
Today your testimony
就是向神献上感恩
The first you give thanks to God.
向世人弟兄姐妹我们来见证宣告神的恩典
also to all the brothers and sisters and friends here sitting
向黑暗的权势我们宣告已经进入我已经在光明神的国度里
also proclaiming to the dark domain that I have accepted Jesus and I am going into the darkness with Christ
感恩是什么呢
what is thanksgiving?
我就选了一节经文
And I picked one scripture two scriptures
刚刚所读的经文
The scriptures
我就不再重复了
So let me not repeat
所以刚所读的经文里面讲到几点
The scriptures we just read have pointed out several things
我们得了一个不能震动的国
We are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken
这是神赐给我们的
which was given to us by God
献上感恩
we give our thanksgiving to God
不是因为今天我中了什么彩票
it's not because I hit a lotto
我献上感恩
I give thanks
乃是神把那不震动的国赐给我们
instead God has given the kingdom of unshaken kingdom to me
当以感恩的心来侍奉他
When you serve the Lord with thanksgiving
我再讲一遍当用感恩的心来侍奉他
We need to serve our Lord with thankfulness
用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉他
And serve God acceptably with reverence and awe
我们的侍奉是否是敬畏虔诚的心呢还是随随便便随意而侍奉
When we serve our Lord is it just take an easy or a very lax attitude or do we keep the awe and reverence in our heart when we serve our Lord
最后一句话说
The very last verse says
因为我们的神是烈火
Because our God is a consuming fire
所以对弟兄姐妹对今天两位要受洗的
For all those brothers and sisters and also those two youth gonna get baptized
我们得了神不能震动的国
Well, we have received the kingdom of unshaken kingdom that cannot be shaken
照神所喜悦的方式敬畏心来侍奉他
Let us be thankful and worship God with reverence and awe
因为
Because
神是烈火
Because God is a consuming fire
所以我们理当用感恩的心来献上
We need to give thanksgiving to God
今天就是一个简短的信息
It's a short message today
受洗与感恩
Baptism and thanksgiving
希望短短的信息都能记得
May you remember all the essence of this short message
你也能记得 Do it 是什么意思
And also remember what D-O-I-T stands for
多少时候我们知道，可是我们没有行动。
A lot of times when we know it, and yet we have no action taken.
多少时候我们知道，我们没有得到感动，感受到神的爱在我们身上。
A lot of times when we know it just by our head, and yet we don't have any kind of thanksgiving in our heart.
多少时候我们知道
？A lot of times when we know it.
我们还说那个人比我还差。
And also we pointed our fingers at other people saying.He is not as holy as I am.
神所要求的。
But God required of us.
刚前面我所讲的三点。
But I mentioned before three points.
也是今天简短的信息。
Which stands for the message today.
谢谢。
Thank you.
下面我们有受洗的见证。We're going to have testimony from Kyle Lee, and he will be the first one to give testimony. I know you're not nervous, right?
Nope.
Okay, good. 那就听他的见证。
Hi guys, my name is Kyle Lee. I'm 13 years old, and I'm here to share my testimony with you guys today. Before that, I'd like to introduce my family. My mom, Xiong Yan. My dad, Li Xiaoming.And my brother, Kevin Lee, who skipped class to come watch my baptism. Anyways, as a child, I grew up in a Christian household. My family went to church pretty often, and for this reason alone, I considered myself a Christian. When I was younger,I just wanted to get baptized for the feeling of getting baptized, not really for the true purpose of getting baptized. I watched many people get baptized in front of me, including my older brother, and I told myself that one day I was going to get baptized as well, not knowing what getting baptized truly meant. I was attending church often, but I wasn't really coming to church for the purpose of knowing God. Instead, I was really coming to church for my friends and refreshments.When I came to church, I remember the Sunday school teachers teaching us about God and all the amazing things He did through lessons and Bible verses. But I never took those lessons or Bible verses to heart. And instead of coming to learn about Him, I just came for my friends. During this time, I never truly worshiped God. While we were still living at Carmichael, I was still going to church on a regular basis and still somehow included God in my life.But when I moved from Carmichael to Granite Bay, I started to drift farther and farther away from God. During this time, we switched churches from Chinese Emmanuel Church to Abundant Grace Chinese Church. I had to make new friends, try new sports teams, and almost knew everything. And because of this, I never really went to church that often. I would sometimes rather stay home and watch the football games on than go to church, and I soon grew very distant from God. I lost the passion to go into church, and sometimes it felt kind of weird going because I hadn't been going for quite some time, and I thought that I would be embarrassed because I didn't know the lessons that day. My faith continued to spiral downwards to the point where God wasn't really in my life. But after my brother was baptized, I started coming to church more often.My faith was still up and down, and I hadn't accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior yet. At times, it was hard having to miss the games on, but during this time, my faith in God strengthened, and I developed a connection with Him. During this time, my mom often talked to me about how my brother's faith in God helped him to deal with all the problems he encountered at Berkeley. In addition, my brother has always demonstrated his faith in God in his daily life, so because of this,I've always been inspired by him to strengthen my faith in God. The world is now wicked. Our generation has been and will experience much more problems than our parents' generation has experienced. Therefore, we must have God in our lives to guide us. We ought to walk in the same way in which he walked when we abide in him, so we do not choose the wrong path and make wrong decisions in our lives. As 1 John 2:6 says, whoever claims to live in him must live as Jesus did. Most of our friends that go to my school go to Bayside Church in Granite Bay. We sometimes talk about God at school, and during this time, I've seen that one of my friends has changed his behavior a lot after he started going to church. This greatly affected me, and so I was slowly getting closer to God day by day. My connection to God was strengthened as I went to youth meetings and as I spent more time with him every day. Then one day, this past February, Pastor Dan tossed me a Chinese New Year pamphlet, and after reading that, I decided to make the decision to make Jesus my Lord and Savior. After everything in the pamphlet, I just believed, and I felt ready to make him my Lord and Savior. After this, I went through some highs in my faith. I started becoming a nicer person in general, spending more time with God, and just being a happier and kinder person. But I still felt that I wasn't quite ready to be baptized. I knew I wanted to, but my faith wasn't quite there yet. It wasn't until this past summer, when I went to my first CBM camp, that I finally felt ready to be baptized. Through all the sermons, life walks, workshops, and my life walk with my counselor, I finally learned the true meaning of being a Christian and what it meant to be baptized. One verse that I feel describes the world is Ephesians 2:8. For it is by grace that you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, and created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared for us in advance for us to do. This emphasizes that we are saved through God's grace towards us and our faith in Him. Through God's grace towards us, we put our faith in Him, and it doesn't matter how much faith you put into Him, it matters the objective of your faith. And it also saying to us that God saves us by making us a new creation in Christ. We were made by God to do good things, but we are all sinners. So He sent Jesus to die for our sins, just so that we, His handiworks, could be saved. Now, I feel that I am ready to be baptized, and I am ready to take the first step to show people my faith in God and continue to grow spiritually with God. Thank you.
William Smith.
Okay, so before I do my testimony, I would like to introduce my mom, Zhao Xin. And then my dad, who took some time off work, Zhou Hong. So, ever since I was young, my parents had been bringing my brother and me to church because they said it was good for us. But I didn't really know why, understand why I went. Going to church was just a weekly routine every Sunday. I made a couple of friends at church and I began to enjoy my time, but it was not because of Christ. I was good at memorizing the Bible verses, but then every time, right when I walked out the door, I would forget them immediately. I learned that about this Jesus figure at church, but I didn't understand the true meaning of him, and I didn't really think about what it actually meant to follow Christ. I didn't feel that church was something of importance to me, and I mostly enjoyed going to socialize with friends and for the refreshments afterwards. I continued to sin in my daily life without any real regrets for those actions. After going to church and learning more about Christ for the past 2 years, or couple years, I began my walk with Him before I even realized. I didn't have a definite beginning to my personal relationship with Christ, but I began to have a better understanding of Him after my trip to CBM in the summer of 7th grade, or after 7th grade. The environment at CBM was much more open, and everybody was a Christian there, and I felt much closer to God, especially at the sermons and the workshops and group gatherings. I had my first life walk with my counselor, and we went over my understanding of God. I planned on it acting completely differently once I got home. and reading my Bible every day. But my experience was only another one of those spiritual highs I had heard other youth talk about before. I soon began to go back to my old self, and I didn't think about God too often, if at all, throughout the week, until Sunday afternoon came. It was later that year, I realized that if I kept on going like this in my faith, that I would be going to hell. So last summer at senior high CBM camp, I tried to make that the spiritual high just last a bit longer and maybe make a permanent impact in my life. I once again felt closer to God at CBM, and I asked my counselor about baptism during one of our life walks. And he told me that as Christians, we should all get baptized to proclaim our faith in Jesus Christ. And it was then I decided that baptism was something I should pursue to go along farther in my faith. Now, I realize God has been helping me in my family life. He's helped me get along with my brother better and my parents at home. And also, he's helped me become more aware of my sins and the consequences of my actions. I spend more time, I read my Bible, and I pray to Him every day. And I feel more thankful to people and more grateful for all that I have. I feel very fortunate to have a comfortable life and to be such a good church community. And I enjoy going to church to help me strengthen my relationship with Christ and bring myself closer to Him every Sunday. And as it is stated in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 through 18, rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Jesus Christ. Today, I'm here to get baptized and to proclaim my faith in Jesus Christ, that He died on the cross for our sins and rose again. I would like to thank my parents for motivating my brother and me to go to church and for me to pursue my baptism. I would like to thank Pastor Dan, Liz, and Tim Liang for teaching us on Sundays and Friday fellowships and bringing us closer to Christ. And I'd like to thank this amazing church community for supporting me. Thank you for witnessing my baptism.
从受洗之后，我们诗班会给这两位献上一首诗歌，愿神赐福赐福。在这之前，我们会众等一下也有机会唱一首诗歌《奇异恩典》。虽然这首诗歌是一个很老的诗歌，你唱《奇异恩典》的时候，是否让你回想到当你还没有信主之前，你如何在得到神救恩之前，你的生活挣扎跟得到救恩之后的不同？所以每逢唱奇异恩典的时候，也是让我们回想到神的恩典是长久的，神的恩典是我们不配得的，神的恩典我们唱这首诗歌永远是一个新的诗歌。 So later we're going to have chance to sing two songs. The one is Amazing Grace. This is a song that everyone knows for years. And whenever you sing the song, let you remember from day one when you have God's life, His everlasting life in you. You have that grace. What is grace? Grace is not earned by us. Grace is what God freely gives to us. That means grace. Here we do something for something that is not grace, because you have put in a lot of effort. You have your energy to earn something, so that is not grace. So now we're going to baptize William. William, I know you come to church for quite a while, many years. And one thing I noticed, you always take care of your brother. You always look at your brother, so you want to protect him. So today, I have a chance and privilege to baptize you. But I give thanks to God. He watches over you. He is your God, your Savior, also Heavenly Father. So I would like to ask you three questions again. I'll start with alphabet, A, B, and C. First one is, do you admit your sin?
I do.
Second, do you believe Jesus is the only Savior and is your personal Savior?
I do.
The third question is, do you commit yourself and be His disciple and follow Him through the rest of your life?
I do.
Because nowadays, especially younger generation, face a lot of challenges, face a lot of temptation at school. But I believe if you trust in the Lord, believe in Him, and be a good example, model in youth, once you impact other people, God will give you more power and testimony in your life so that you can give glory to Him and lead you the rest of your life. So I would like to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
家起立，我们来唱起眼点 To rise to sing Amazing Grace。Sisters, but you can sing in any language you prefer. 来，再来。
Last
Amazing Grace. 谢谢大家。
Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are grateful. We are here with joyful heart that we celebrate Kyle Lee and William Smith. Today they give testimony and they follow your command and baptized into your name and united with you. May you get all the glory, and we place both youths in your hand. Let them experience you more and more in their life. Let them trust in you when they face trouble or difficulty, so that they can proclaim, God is real. God is my God. God is my Heavenly Father. He watched over me all the time, daily and yearly. May all the grace and peace to them and to each and everyone here that hear their testimony. And also we pray that those who still hesitate to take this step, give them courage, give them a determination, so they will again obey your command, so that they will have peace and joy in their heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 下面我们要颁发证书给这两位受洗的青少年，请吧。第一位，我们要颁发证书给 Kyle Lee。So this is a certificate, and also we have a small gift that to celebrate that today you take the step before God, obey Him, and in front of the congregation. Second person is William Smith. Next, we have 十班，谢师。
congratulations again.首先我们来看看今天有没有第一次来到我们教会的新朋友。 Do we have anybody that's come to our church the first time? 没有哈、啊、欢迎大家。那么下个星期五的晚上5:30呢，在教会有感恩聚餐，请大家带上拿炒菜和邀请亲朋好友来参加。 Next Friday at 5:30 there will be a potluckHere and you're welcome to invite your friends and come here. 这个礼拜四呢是感恩节，教会的祷告会呢暂停。请大家为教会的事工祷告。还有呢，诗班今天4:45练习，请诗班参加。The choir will practice today at 4:45 p.m.好，请大家注意，我们来唱三一颂。
And may his face turn towards you and give you peace.
愿耶和华赐福你，保护你。愿耶和华的脸光照你，赐恩给你。愿耶和华向你扬脸，赐你平安，是奉主的名。阿门。请坐，默祷散会。Please be seated and a silent prayer and we dismiss. Also, we want to today.Can baptize you stand in front here so we can congratulate them. 那我们会有两位今年受洗的青少年站在前面，大家可以向他们道贺，默祷散会，也欢迎每一位留下点心在教育厅。You're welcome for the refreshment in the fellowship hall.